Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. The top stories this lunchtime. Dinghy drama off Totland Bay. Bus fleet safe, insists Southern Vectis after fire scares. And ministers deliver the future for Royal Mail. Those stories and more coming up on the Isle of Wight today.
The Isle of Wight today with Lucy Morgan.
Good afternoon. First, Southern Vectis is reassuring bus users that its vehicles are safe despite a number of recent fires. The company says the fleet is well maintained. Emma Philo has more.
Southern Vectis is responding to a number of recent reports of fires on their buses. The company says on some occasions the fire service has been called out unnecessarily, as smoke caused by an overheating brake or blown turbo looks more serious than it actually is. But it adds problems with the island's fleet are frustratingly similar to every other commercial operation in the UK. In a statement, the company's continued that there's a wide variety of reasons for smoke coming from its engines, but that there's no complacency when it comes to safety, and all bus drivers are trained to evacuate their vehicles if needed.
Emma Philo with the details. A man sparked an emergency rescue after being found drifting in the Solent on a child's inflatable dinghy. Matt White reports.
The 25-year-old left the beach at Thorness in the inflatable last night. He was spotted by someone on the beach after around an hour heading for one of the busiest shipping lanes. Solent Coast Guard was alerted and he was taken aboard a police rib before being transferred to Cowes RNLI lifeboat, which brought him ashore. He was given advice from police and the Needles Mobile Auxiliary Coast Guards were also there waiting to speak to him about his actions. Cowes lifeboat, which had launched at 7.15, was back at base by 8.25.
Matt White reporting. It's almost 3 minutes after one.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
Next this lunchtime, the parents of Sophie Rolfe have thanked her brother Jack for the way he dealt with a medical emergency at the weekend. Five-year-old Sophie, who has an inoperable brain tumour, suffered a serious fit on Saturday night and was rushed to hospital. While Sophie's dad Aaron tried to revive her, nine-year-old Jack stayed calm under pressure. Aaron says Jack's a star and joked how surprised he was by his son's response.
Shot out of his room and I just shouted at him, get the phone. Your sister's not well. And he got the phone and said, shall I call for an ambulance? And I said, yes. So, and then he dialed 999, asked for an ambulance, gave him our full address and phone number, which I say is remarkable, is half the time he can't remember where he put his socks or he walks out of the house with one shoe on or can't remember his name.
And Sophie's now home and recovering well after that incident. For the second time in a matter of months, the Hambro Group's without a head chef at the Pond Cafe in Bonchurch. After just 8 weeks in the role, Chris Denny's left by mutual consent with immediate effect after deciding he wanted to pursue work in other restaurants in Brazil during the summer. He was brought in to replace Robert Thompson. Current sous chef Joe Gould takes over the top job from Wednesday today, according to a spokesperson for the Hambro Group. Last month, Joe told us what diners could expect at the Pond Cafe.
I'd say there are Italian undertones, but it's certainly not restricted to that. Like the Hambro, we found that the produce on the Isle of Wight is absolutely exceptional, and it would be stupid not to embrace that. So it's the suppliers pretty much write our menus for us with what's good. We have great relationships with them now. To summarise the menu, I'd say it's world food, really, brought to the Isle of Wight.
Some national news now, and a court-martial board has retired to consider its verdict on an SAS sniper who's accused of possessing a pistol and more than 300 rounds of ammunition. Police found it at a rented house Sergeant Danny Nightingale shared with another SAS soldier in September 2011. He's pleaded not guilty to possession of a prohibited firearm and ammunition and claims they were put in his bedroom by someone else. The number of UK troops in Afghanistan will drop to 6,000 this autumn as the government continues its drawdown. Defence Secretary Philip Hammond says the number will decrease from just under 8,000 armed forces personnel who are currently in the country. Numbers come down again to 5,200 by the end of the year. The government plans to have no combat troops in Afghanistan by the end of next year.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Now, the issue of funding has dominated a feisty Prime Minister's questions this lunchtime after a week of damaging accusations about ballot fixing in the Falkirk constituency. Opposition leader Ed Miliband turned the focus back round on the Tories.
I want action on second jobs. He doesn't. I want party funding reform. He doesn't. I'm proud that we have links with ordinary working people. He's bankrolled by a few millionaires. The party of the people, the party of privilege.
A survey by Sky News suggests the government's failing in its pledge to provide every woman with consistent care from a single midwife during labour. Almost half of the 1,400 women who responded say they were cared for by several different midwives during childbirth. Amy Arcady says the help she received at the Rosie Birth Centre in Cambridge was excellent, despite a changeover in staff.
The whole team here did an amazing job. Even when they did the changeover, I don't think I could have done it without them. They were so, so comforting and welcoming. I think that's why everything just went smoothly.
A teenager who murdered a promising A-level student has been jailed for a minimum of 13 years. 17-year-old Dogan Ismail was stabbed as he tried to recover a stolen smartphone in South London. A fire that killed two people at a flat in West London is being treated as suspicious. One woman died after jumping from the burning building in Heston. Another body was found inside. A union says it'll ballot workers for strike action if the government goes ahead with privatising the Royal Mail. The Communication Workers Union will push for action unless an agreement on staff terms and conditions is agreed with any potential new owner. Within the past hour, the business secretary's been announcing details of the £3 billion sell-off. Vince Cable says the government needs to step back from Royal Mail.
Allow its management to focus wholeheartedly on growing the business and planning for the future. It's now time for employees to hold a stake in the company and share in its success.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Some sports news now, and England's cricketers have lost a second wicket on day one of the first Ashes test against Australia. Joe Root is the latest man to go for 30 runs following Alastair Cook's dismissal for 13 at Trent Bridge. A short time ago, England were 83 for 2 after 23 overs. The US actor Joe Connolly has died at the age of 85. He was best known for his role as shopkeeper like Godsey in the TV series The Waltons. Connolly, who starred in the show for more than 10 years, died at a care facility in Southern California on Sunday. He suffered from dementia. Island charity Challenge and Adventure says it's been overwhelmed by the support of islanders at its first shop opening in Newport. Rob DeBank officially opened the Lugley Street store, which specialises in camping equipment salvaged from festivals. But after a booster weekend, Phil Wells from the charity says they're now in need of donations to keep the shop stocked.
We're now desperate to get new stock in. Clothes, books, records, all kinds of bric-a-brac, just a whole wide variety. All the money we raise helps young people on the Isle of Wight, and that's such an important message. We do need to raise as much as possible so that we can help disadvantaged and challenging young people and help turn their lives around.
A very final quick update on the cricket, and England are 2 wickets down at lunch now on the opening day of the first Ashes test against Australia. They're currently 98 for 2 at Trent Bridge. On our news pages online right now, read about the multi-million pound boost to Cowes Harbour and find out who's been hired to boost Solent employment at iwradio.co.uk. That's the latest. I'm Lucy Morgan.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.